For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Five organisations representing students, universities, business and academic research have joined forces to call on the government to invest more in higher education and research. Jim Miley, Director General of Irish Universities Association, is one of those organisations. What are you looking for, Jim?
Good morning, Shane. Well, later this morning, we have an audience of staff and students hearing from seven political parties. And what we're asking them is to fix the problem that the government has said is there. 2 years ago, government, after a deliberation for 5 or 6 years, agreed that the system is €300 million per year short. That's roughly €1 million every day. What that means that this morning, across the higher education system, students are going into class sizes that are too big. They're going into labs where the equipment is completely outdated in some cases. And while the government has put in some money over the last two budgets, about €100 million, all of that has been eaten up by cost of living and inflation and pay and so on. So we're effectively back to where we started 2 years ago. And we're saying to the political parties, you've really got to fix this.
Are they listening?
Well, one hopes that they are. We're hopeful that something may happen in the budget next week, but they certainly haven't been listening enough. And if they want to see where this, how badly this can go wrong, they just need to look across the water to the UK, where government decisions of a decade and a half ago there have now left UK universities where 40% of them right now are in deficit, and a number of them are in serious risk of being liquidated. And, you know, thankfully, we're not at that stage, but we really could go there if action isn't taken. And this is not, I mean, when the government plan came out 2 years ago, they called it Funding Our Future. And this is about our future. It's about the future of jobs and innovation. You know, tax may have been the golden goose that brought investment and jobs into this country in decades past, but it's our talent that will keep them here and keep them coming. And what we're saying is they need to make this investment now. It's a long-term investment. And, you know, we don't have natural resources in this country under the soil. What we have is a huge reservoir of talent. And if we can nurture and develop that, we can continue as one of the most competitive countries in Europe. But if we don't, we will lose that.
Have universities got their own house in order? Have you trimmed all the fat that's there before you look for more money from the government?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've had a decade and a half of cutbacks. And of course, universities continue to look for cost savings where they can. But the biggest cost in universities is staff. 70% of budgets is spent on staff. It's a people business. And what we know is we're among the worst countries in Europe in terms of the student-staff ratio, 23-1 in Ireland versus 17-1 in the EU. So, you know, rather than cutting, what we need to do is invest in more staff to give students the education they need and to continue to produce the quality of graduates that this economy needs.
Okay, we will leave it there. Are you optimistic you will get something next Tuesday?
Well, there's almost €2 billion sitting in the National Training Fund, which has been specifically put in there by employers to help for training and for skills. And one would hope that after sitting on that for a number of years, that government would unlock that and help to solve this problem. It can't do it on its own, but I think it's part of the solution.
Jim Miley, Director General of Irish Universities Association, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.